everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to one of the players who suited up for Team OHL in the second stop of the CIBC Canada-Russia series that took place on Monday in Oshawa. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Dallas Stars prospect and Kingston Frontenacs forward Jason Robertson. He led the league with 9 points in 3 games last week on the back of 6 goals and 3 assists. The 19-year-old from Michigan, originally a fourth-round choice of the Frontenacs in the 2015 OHL priority selection, and then went on to be chosen by the Dallas Stars in the second round of the 2017 NHL draft. Not the result Team OHL was looking for on Monday night as they fell 4-0 to Team Russia at the second stop of the CIBC Canada-Russia series. Austin Keating of the Ottawa 67s, among the players who suited up for Team OHL, and I caught up with him afterwards to talk about playing for Team OHL. Austin Keating of the Ottawa 67s joined me now. You played in the CIBC Canada-Russia series game on Monday. I know it wasn't the end result score-wise you wanted, but take me through that whole experience.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it wasn't the end result that that we wanted, exactly what you said. But, I mean, I think personally it was a really good experience. You know, looking around the room and seeing all the depths and the talent that was in that room, you know, I think it was really good for me. It was a really big eye-opener to see, you know, all the little things I need to work on and, you know, just a little bit of a confidence boost as well for me, you know, just seeing all the hard work I did in the summer and seeing it pay off so far.
Can you kind of open up a little bit more what you learned going through that whole experience? I know it's quick, but now that something you know that you maybe didn't know as of last weekend.
Well, I think, you know, I think I worked on my skating quite a bit in the summer, and obviously playing against other OHL junior teams, the speed isn't as quick as it is in the Subway Series, and I think, you know, that paid dividends in the game on Monday. So, you know, I know that I need to work on that a little bit more. You know, I think other than that, you know, it was just a really good experience for me. I had a lot of fun. You know, a lot of the guys on the team I played with at the under 17 when we ended up winning the championship. So, I mean, it was just all around a lot of fun.
Got to be different being cheered in Oshawa rather than being the opponent and, of course, playing alongside some of the guys that I'm sure you've had quite the battles with during your time in the OHL.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, going in that room, I think it's definitely one of the better rooms in the league, if not the CHL. You know, they got all the bells and whistles, so it was pretty cool being in that room. But I think when I went out for the warm-up at least, you know, going on the other side, it was definitely a little different, but, you know, it was definitely a lot of fun as well.
A couple months into the season now, and this Ottawa 67s club has been off to a good start. Obviously, people maybe on the other side of the league don't get a chance to see as much, but for those that haven't, take me through. What's been going well so far for the Ottawa 67s?
Yeah, well, I think at the start of the year, you know, all the returning players, we knew the group that we had. You know, I think we all knew the skill that we had coming in, and you know, I think it's really key that the older guys are kind of leading the way right now, showing the younger guys the ropes and stuff like that. And, you know, I think we're really known for our offensive game. We got a lot of offensive threats on our team, and I think the reason why we're winning a lot of games though is our defensive game has come a long way. You know, a lot of guys are buying into the two-way system, and I think that's paying dividends.
We'll get to that in a second, the defensive side, but certainly offensively, about 9 guys with double digits in points, 4 guys already, or 3 guys already with double digits in goals. You found that depth has really been a big thing, that sometimes even matchups, other teams have had difficulty because you guys can throw 2 and 3 lines out there that can score.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the biggest thing. We're so deep and our D-core is so strong. You know, both our goalies have been playing extremely well that, you know, there isn't a weak line out there. You know, I think it's definitely hard for other teams to try and play the matchup game. They play one of their lines against one of our lines, and, you know, we just come back with a quick 1-2 punch. So, you know, I think it's really key right now that, you know, we just stay on board and worry about the process and just get better each and every day.
Obviously, the offensive side can be the fun stuff, but I'm sure the coaching staff really emphasizes that defensive side of the game. And when you guys have had success in terms of winning games, I'm sure that's when it really shows it pays off.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, I think last year a lot of the guys bought into the system, and I think that's why we came back from the majority of our wins last year. But I think this year, you know, the guys kind of got a little bit of a swagger that, you know, it's not cocky, it's confidence. And, you know, everyone's buying into the system as well. You know, everyone know, everyone has each other's back, staying positive, and I think that goes a long way.
You're a four-year guy now. This is your fourth season in the Ontario Hockey League and fourth year with the 67s. What has this organization and, of course, living in the nation's capital been like for you?
Yeah, I know. My first year, a good buddy of mine told me, just, enjoy it. It flies by. And going in my first year, I was kind of wondering, when he said that, it was a little bit weird, 5 years, right? But, now I'm in my fourth year. It definitely does fly by. Especially with the group, the main core that I've had since I was 16, we're all really close on and off the ice. And, it's made it a lot better with all the guys here coming to the rink. And, I think that really goes a long way with our result on the ice.
Who were a couple of the older guys that helped when, this group was young, that obviously they're too old, they're out of the league now, but you can almost give credit and say, hey, the success we're having now is because we had a couple of guys that were veterans when we were young helping us along.
Yeah, well, I think our first year, there are guys like Sam Studnicka, Dante Salatero, Jeremiah Addison, Jake Middleton, guys like that, that even though they're a little bit older, they really brought us in and kind of showed us the ropes a little bit. And then there's obviously Travis Barron, who a lot of us are still really close with. I think that really goes a long way for us as older guys now, bringing in the younger guys and making sure, they feel included, doing team events, stuff like that, I think it really goes a long way to the end result.
We caught you heading to the Northern road trip this weekend. I'm sure you guys are excited, but knowing it's two buildings that aren't the easiest to play in either.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a fun matchup. The guys are really excited, though. We like to embrace challenges like this. Obviously, we beat Sudbury in overtime at home, and we ended up beating the Sioux as well. So, I think we're going to get every team's best game right now, and going into our opponent's buildings, it's always going to be a tough game. But the guys are really dialed in. Everyone knows their role. Everyone knows what they have to do, and right now we're just looking forward to the game.
That was Austin Keating of the Ottawa 67s. And the 67s are once again the top OHL club in this week's Kia CHL Top 10 rankings. They are only behind the WHL's Prince Albert Raiders for the top spot in the country as the 67s come in at number 2. Other OHL representation this week, the London Knights at number 8, and the Sioux Greyhounds get an honorable mention this week. Well, that's going to do it for our show. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.